unique opportunities like that, again, where not only can the community become more engaged with a place, but it serves and has some economic impact potentially on what that entity is.
It's that time of year again. The Spring Art Walk is on the way. Hayes Arts Council Executive Director Brenda Mader joins us to share the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We're going to talk about the Art Walk, but yesterday was High School Art Day, so we had a bunch of high school students that came in to see the show that we had. So between High School Art Day, Creative Writing Award Ceremony is the day after the Art Walk. Famous Figures is coming up. I'm getting some of my first names coming in for that. That's going to be fabulous again. People are clamoring about summer classes, and I've started the organization, but if anybody's listening, I do not have a list together yet. But
It's coming.
No. Well, and it should be up. If I wish it was, and it should be, but it ain't. That just hasn't risen up high enough on that list. But just tons of stuff. The Smokey, the Art Walk. Spring is always wild and wacky, and it's this way every year, but it's all good stuff. So, you know, there isn't anything you'd want to jettison, you know, because it's all good. Mm-hmm. It's all good. Yeah. And of course the Art Walk is the big one coming up on Saturday, April the 29th. This is the third year that we've had the Spring Art Walk on a Saturday, because people say, I thought they were at night, and they always were. It was the COVID thing the year after. We wanted to spread out the time, give more people time to move around, not have any places congested, because that was that, you know, we were still in that state of uncertainty. And so it was a way to have it, and in a manner that allowed everybody to feel good about it. And what we did find out was, what's great about it is going from 10 to 4 instead of a 3-hour evening does give people more time to get around, because there's a lot on here, as you gentlemen can see. I just shared one of the announcements with you. And this takes away that I can actually say an excuse, a justification for not getting to so many of the places, for not getting down to campus, which always has at least 2 or 3 great features, mm-hmm. and or not checking out everything at the library, or not making it all the way to South Main. And plus, it's a really awesome way to support in general the downtown, because when people are down there all day looking around at the art, they're also going to hit a restaurant or coffee shop or wine bar. They're going to hit some of the little awesome boutique-y stores that we have in downtown Hayes that usually can't be on the Art Walk just for space constraints and things. Well, they're not open in the evening. So this is a way to sort of celebrate the big picture and allow and be able to say, hey, we're actually contributing to some of the economic impact that the arts do have on communities by on this Saturday. And so it's great fun. We just got such a wide array of things. But again, that's Saturday, April 29th, 10 to 4, so a week from this Saturday. And the anchor of the Art Walk is always the Smokey Hill exhibition. In fact, this is the 54th. It's the granddaddy of anything in Kansas as far as, you know, fine arts curated exhibitions. And the juror will be awarding $3,000 in cash awards. We don't have like numbers or how many awards. It's just to the discretion what seems appropriate for the work that he sees and what he feels is deserving. But it's a big deal. And in fact, we'll have a patron reception the night before this on Saturday. And as I mentioned, creative writing on Sunday. So a lot of activity going on. But the students not only play big in something like creative writing, but also in the Art Walk. In fact, we'll have high school artwork at Studio 809 at Johnny Matlock's place, a Hayes High School art exhibition. And then another great high school exhibition where I know there will be, at very least from high schools, a lot of TMP work there and maybe some other high schools. The First Care Express Clinic that's opening there at 13th and Main, mm-hmm. they've got all the major construction work and things done. And they said, this is a great time to share our space and let people see what we're going to be about. So it's not up, you know, it's not open for their business yet, but they're going to be on the Art Walk. And so that's really cool. So there will be, like I said, at the very least, I know there'll be a large body of TMP work there. And there may be other high schools, because they've invited the other area high schools to bring over high school artwork as well. And like I said, Hayes High will have a large exhibition down at Studio 809. So those are examples of some of the things. But talking about new places and sort of going, yeah, this is a great way to be introduced to the community in a very sort of public way. And that is Blue Light Body Arts is also going to be on the Art Walk. You know, they have so many people there that work at Blue Light Body Arts. They have an incredible staff, and a lot of them are trained artists. So there will be some of their features there. And I think there's also another artist they have a connection with, an artist who does digital painting and digital drawing. So creating the original works, not AI, but creating the original works, but doing it through technology, you know, doing it digitally. And so the point is even if you've just wanted to go, I wonder what a place like that looks like. And it is awesome. It's wonder. It's really grand what Chris has done in there. But if you've always wanted to check out, you know, or maybe talk, you know, to somebody and just see what goes on, they're going to be open that day, 10 to 4, with some great art. So that means it's open to everyone. So some unique opportunities like that, again, where not only can the community become more engaged with a place, but it serves and has some economic impact potentially on what that entity is. We start as North on Main as Chestnut Street Kitchens. A talented young woman named Layla Gutschalk will be the feature at Chestnut Street Kitchens. And then, of course, then it's the First Care Clinic. Then you move across the street to the library. And so I want to make sure people do trek just that teeny bit north of the primo corner of 11th and Main, because the Hayes Public Library has a dearth of events and features and things going on. The Western Plains Painters is an incredibly talented group of artists that get together, share their love of painting, you know, present workshops for. It's a wonderful organization. It used to be called the Palco Art Club. They've really expanded. They've broadened their base, and there's some serious talent in that group. They'll be the main feature, in fact, in the library's main gallery. So from a much more traditional art perspective, done at a really fabulous level. And the Community Center for Life Experiences doing a community mural. Amaya Gonzalez has work on the second floor and some other cool things. It's really important for people to remember that when you talk about the arts, it is a three-legged stool. There is the visual arts, which is what people think of as the arts, but there's also the performing arts and the literary arts. And so I'm very excited that Carrie Nassif, a talented poet, she's all her by profession, she's a therapist here in Hayes, but she's written a book of poetry, Lithopadian. And so she's going to do a book signing at, you know, throughout the course of the day. She'll be there in the first floor commons area. But at 2 o'clock, she's going to be doing about 15 to 20 minutes worth of readings from her poems. So a wonderful presentation from the literary arts. And then the community jam session folks that get together once a month. In fact, they use the annex. It's open to anyone. Anybody has interest in that, check in with me and I'll hook you up with the right person. But they're just going to be hanging out outside playing, you know, with their guitars and just making music together and, you know, for people's enjoyment. But so we've got that going on outside. But then also after we finish the poetry reading, Catherine Trishman Miller, an award-winning local playwright, literally of national and international proportions, has been working with a small group of individuals to create a new work. And it's a work that'll be developed fuller. But at this point, there's their material. They have collected the material for a 15 to 20 minute staged reading. That will go on at 2:30 in the library. So bringing some of the theater arts into that as well. And then as you work your way down, you know, down Main, Cena's Massage, Custom Creations, it's such a blast to go in there. Tri-Central will have the window display with this year's water poster winners. And there's some incredible work always up there. That'll be a window display at Tri-Central. Paisley Pear has got some great things going on in there. Mad Matter Frame Shop and Gallery, more paintings in there by two different individuals. Farmers Insurance Agency, great. The art walks are great opportunities for sort of causes, charity work, awareness campaigns, and a creative installation called Broken Brides will be presented by Options in the Chelsea Pearl Kofoid Farmers Insurance Agency building there at 11th and Main, just a little down the street from us. As I mentioned, Blue Light Body Arts. Our annex is hosting, among other things, the senior at Fort Hays State University senior exhibitions of two students, Madison Gleason and Mason Cloud, and that'll be in there. So this is a big time for seniors, MFA shows, and things like that to take place. But again, more things in there. Down at Union Pacific Park, we'll have at least one, if not a couple of art cars. The library's bookmobile will be there. There'll be the chalk art station from the Hayes CVB again, so some interactive things. I mentioned Studio 809, Indigo by Jasmine. They only open at 12:30, but they're featuring, it is such a unique and fascinating art form from Itsuko Schaefer, original needle felted art. And it's stunning what she does, three-dimensional works that they're just mind-boggling. Brick House Day Spa, that's another really cool one. I want people to continue down on South Main. Brick House Day Spa is having an exhibition. It is a Holocaust memorial art project and a display and exhibition by Hayes High School 10th grade honors English. So, and we've had some things like that before, but I think that's going to be fascinating. The students do a lot of work culminating in this project, and with April being Holocaust Remembrance Month, perfect timing on that. So Brick House Day Spa, and they don't always participate. So get down there because you can then walk across the street. Breathe Coffee House is going to be hosting We Can and the FHSU 308 Community Engaged Art Collaboration. So you've got those two right across the street. And then just a few more steps south, the Ellis County Historical Society, which is, I'm really excited because this is a great exhibition. Sternberg Museum presents the national touring exhibition called Art of the Animal every year. And it's awesome. I know you guys both are ones that go out and take your families and things to Sternberg. And that is out there pretty regularly every year. And it's an international art exhibition. Amazing sculpture, paintings, fabulous. And they are bringing some, or I don't know how much of it, but a big chunk of that exhibit as an extended, as a, you know, an auxiliary off-site exhibition to that lower level of the Ellis County Historical Society that is now open for business. You know, they've got that one worked back up. So they wanted something unique and interesting, and it is a good art exhibition. Go to the Ellis County Historical Society. Check out what they do have going on. I know they're working so hard to reorganize and regenerate, and this will be a great opportunity to see a good exhibition and talk to them about what they've got going on, and then make a little detour. Two very talented graphic designers, animated designers, printmakers, digital illustration, Kale Johnson and Cody Conger, will be at Downtown Defiance in that wonderful big meeting room. And two very talented gentlemen. And so that's what's going on in the downtown area. But then Moss Thorne's Gallery of Art is hosting the MFA Ceramics exhibit of Tyler Dallas. In really interesting conceptual exhibition with a really big voice and expression behind it. And the Taylor Gallery, the one that's over in that sculpture building, that nice gallery in there, that will be the senior show for Cassidy Sells. And then there's even some after-hours things. Paisley Pear will have live music with Andrew Stanley from 8 to 10. The Hayes Community Theater has Shakespeare's Comedy of Errors with curtain opening at 7:30. And then the Beachmidt Performing Arts Center will be presenting the FHSU New Music Festival Ensemble Concert at 7:30. So you can make from morning till the end of the night a day of the visual, performing, and literary arts in our community. And I know that was a lot. I don't assume anyone got that down. Even if it was somebody talking at a normal speed, they would have had trouble getting that down. But to make it easy on everyone, by the end of this weekend, the list that I just shared will be up on our website, Hayes Arts Council. Just Google that, and that's what pops up. It's HayesArtsCouncil.org. And this will pop up, and I always create it on an 8.5 by 11, so you can just print it out on good old paper if you want to walk around with it. Otherwise, pull it up on your device as you're trekking around the community. But you will be able to plan your strategy and check out all these locations by the end of this weekend. So you've got a whole week to see what's going on. But some really good stuff. Just a great day. You know, come out with the kids. Come out with people maybe that don't get out as much because maybe they've got mobility issues. Maybe there's some older folks that you know enjoy. This has such a spread of time, and there is no congestion anywhere because of the way the day is set up. Still tons and tons of visitors, but there's never some major congestion. And so this is a good day for everyone to come out and enjoy our downtown overall, but where the arts are the focus and the foundation of a really wonderful day for our community.
Excellent.
So good stuff.
Yeah,
lots
it's
going to
be
stuff.
A great day.
Yep.
And again, if they want to find it on the website, where do they go?
HayesArtsCouncil.org. And it'll be up there, like I said, by this weekend. Today, I'm getting the printed invitations. They go out today. And so I usually give it a couple of days after I've got that out for our mailed list. And then this will be up on our website. And that's all day Saturday. And just in case anyone listening out there has a young person that's come home and said, hey, I got an award in creative writing, the invitations, personal invitations went out to everyone. But if you just maybe haven't seen it or whatever, it's always a nice idea because these are great awards. It's a really big deal for these kids that win accolades as now published authors because we have books and ribbons and a huge ceremony. That is Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. in the Memorial Union Ballroom. And they should have the info on that. But in case that is part of something your child has shared with you, kindergarten through seniors in high school that won those awards, that award ceremony and reception is at 1 p.m. Sunday afternoon in the Union. So just, you know, look for that if you heard some buzz about that. And again, like I said, I'm going to work real hard to try to have summer classes out and that schedule available, but it probably won't be until the end of that first week in May, since next week will be consumed with this. So give me a couple of weeks and we'll have the good stuff. I can tell you theater will be the first 2 weeks of June. I know that, but the rest of the things are still in a state of flux, but they'll be locked in real soon.